Takechi Okuchi is a plane crash survivor, an America's Got Talent finalist and singer, and her new book shares her memoir filled with courage, resiliency, and hope. It's available to you now. It's called More Than Scars, The Power of Perseverance, Unrelenting Faith, and Deciding What Defines You. Takechi, thanks for being with us.
Oh, please. Thank you for having me.
I'd love to hear a little bit about your life before the plane crash, this horrible thing that happened to you. What were you up to leading up to that moment?
So I was 16 years old. I was in Nigeria, which is where I'm from, and I was in high school. So as a senior, the most important thing in my life at that time was getting ready for the SAT. You know, so that was where my mind was. That was what my life was about at that point. You know, nothing else is more important than passing those exams and hopefully getting into as many schools as possible for college.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. So there was a group of you, and there were 109 people on the plane. When the tragic thing happened. You don't remember too much of the crash itself, but leading up to it, you can kind of remember, right? It happened pretty quick?
Yes. Yes, it happened really... It was very surreal, the experience, you know, chaotic, but yet not so much, because we were all sitting down and it was just people screaming, no running around or anything. But it was definitely very quick, because one second we were in the air and next second it was just darkness. And I was waking up in the hospital and 5 weeks had passed, even though it didn't feel like it, you know. It was very fast, and just everything just seemed to go wrong at once.
My goodness. And you were the only other survivor. There was only one other person, right?
Correct. Yeah, there were two of us.
Now, the plane crash left you with severe burns that it took a long time to heal. Describe what it's like to have to go through something like that, because you must have woken up in tremendous pain, and then you don't even know really what happened or what's gone on.
Yeah.
What is that like?
So, waking up the first time that I kind of regained consciousness, my whole body felt numb. I just felt just completely numb, and I couldn't feel myself, you know, but I could see my hand. I had my hand, my right arm, right in front of me,
right.
And I could see my skin just kind of like hanging down my arm in like strips. And I remember thinking about how much pressure I was feeling. It was weird. There was like, I felt like I was going to explode. Like I felt like my arms were going to explode. It felt like there was just so much pressure in my arms. And my mom explained to me later on that that moment, not only did it happen, but the pressure, it was because my body had like swelled up like 3 times its size because of the burns. And that pressure was what I was feeling from like my skin expanding so much. The third degree burn pain is definitely a level that I've never experienced before, nor do I wish it on any human being. But what was even worse than pain was the itching that came from the healing of those scars. And the combination was just really, it really pushed me far beyond the limits of my threshold of pain, for sure, and tolerance, you know. I'm just grateful for the people I had around me at that time that were able to just kind of distract me and keep me focused on the important stuff, you know. So it was definitely a very hard time, but I feel like I had the right kind of support system around me, and that really was what like I really just hung on to.
Your faith is obviously important to you. During that time when you're thinking, my goodness, like how long is this going to take? How can I get through this? Were you asking questions of God as you were praying?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was a pretty Christian, you know, new in the sense of someone who was finally trying to learn of him, you know, of her own volition, not just with what she grew up, you know, thinking was necessary. You know, this was my first time kind of trying to delve into something personal and real with him directly. And not just a derived faith, you know, from my mother or from my family. And so, you know, I had so many questions and I had so many things I was confused about. You know, first of all, you know, why would such a good God allow something horrible like this happen? And, you know, how long was it going to take? why wouldn't he just take away the pain, take away the itching? You know, he saved me, you know, did something no one else could possibly do. I didn't pull myself out of that train. You know, he saved two people. Why couldn't he save everyone? You know, wow. And he saved me and did something so incredible, pulled me out of a plane crash, but wouldn't take away my pain, wouldn't take away my itching. I still have to do these things on a day-to-day basis. You know, I had all these questions where I just didn't understand. You know, I felt like he was contradictory, you know, a contradictory God. And I struggled with that very seriously at the beginning.
The book is called More Than My Scars. Kechi Okwuchi has been our guest. Thank you so much, Kechi.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.